Her short sword held to the side and her feet positioned for an attack, Diana regarded her opponent with a grin.
"You are winded, old man."
Darius of Agramon furrowed both brows and dropped his sword to his side.
"Old man?" he repeated, incredulous. "Why, I think you are in need of..."
He didn't have a chance to finish the response when Diana took advantage of his relaxed stance and came at him with a perfectly aimed attack. Although he was able to recover and stop the swing of her blade just before it would have connected with his forearm, Darius was left off balance. Before he could reposition his feet, her follow-up thrust caught the fabric of his exomi and sliced it. The short sword continued downward, allowing him the fraction of a second he needed to step to the side and raise his own sword in defense. Diana grinned again.
"A lesson?" she teased, thinking that's what Darius was about to claim she needed.
He narrowed his eyes as he caught his breath and nodded.
"A lesson indeed! A lesson in how to respect your elders!"
He started an attack then, bringing his sword down in an arc that Diana had to deflect from an awkward angle. He continued the attack, impressed at how the warrior in training seemed to guess correctly at his every move. He was also surprised at how her loyal dog remained beyond the circle. The black Molotian, a huge and muscled canine, could have easily decided Diana was in need of protection and made a run at him. Instead, Takoda was sound asleep under a plane tree, apparently unaware his mistress was under attack, except she wasn't just then. Diana had just countered his latest move and then swung her sword in an unexpected arc to the side. Darius paused as if uncertain of what to do. The pause was his undoing. The arc of Diana's sword changed, the flat of the blade striking him hard against the side of his hip.